It is 10:11 now. Well, you may have seen that full-page ad in your weekend newspaper from Tyson Foods warning that the pandemic could break the food supply chain. It comes as about 13 meatpacking factories have closed nationwide because hundreds of workers are sick with COVID-19. Tyson Food last week had to close two pork processing plants in Iowa and Indiana so those workers could be tested for the virus. Meantime, many workers say their conditions are just not safe to work in. Joining us live as we go deeper on this is David Ortega. He's an associate professor and food economist at Michigan State University. Professor, thanks for joining us. This obviously is really scary for consumers who already are having a hard time finding what they want when they go to the grocery store. What is happening here? Where is the supply chain breaking down?
Great. Well, thanks, Debbie, for having me on. And I understand, you know, this is a very concerning situation, but there really isn't a reason to panic at the moment. So what we're seeing, and I wouldn't necessarily classify this as the supply chain breaking. What we're seeing is a bottleneck in the supply chain. You know, the supply chain is very stressed because of the virus. And what we're seeing in the meat sector is the virus is having an impact on workers as they're contracting the virus at these processing facilities, and they're having to close down or operate at reduced capacity. So we're not seeing the movement of processed products like we have, you know, in regular times. And that's where the bottleneck is happening. Now, there's some good news out there in terms of supply chain and product availability, and that's that a lot of the meat that we consume took place away from the home at restaurants, and some of the product that was there is being rechanneled to grocery stores at the moment.
So does that mean that, well, first of all, a couple of questions. Will we see prices for the meats that are dwindling increase at the grocery store? And will we see some more meats readily available than other types of meats?
So that's a great question. So what we're seeing, you know, there is a likelihood that prices may inch up, but all of that depends on how long these processing plants remain closed and if we see others start to close down. And it's like anything with COVID-19, there's a lot of uncertainty. So there are evidence from the markets that wholesale prices are increasing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that consumers will see an equal rise in prices at the grocery store. There's a lot of factors that affect what prices are at the grocery store for these meat products. In terms of some products being available more than others, what we're seeing is that the price of the wholesale price of beef that's used to make, say, ground beef or roast is starting to go up at the wholesale level. And that's indicative that that's the type of meat that consumers are out purchasing at the grocery store, right? This is what we make at home, roast for dinner, hamburgers. And what we're also seeing is that the price of sort of the higher end cuts of meat at the wholesale level are lower than normal. And that's because those are the types of meat that we typically buy away from the home in restaurants. And that sector, as well as the food service industry sector, has practically sort of shut down over the last month or so.
You know, we're hearing the word depopulate a lot coming from Tyson Foods and other meat processors. Explain what happens to all of these animals at these plants that are closing.
Well, so the first thing to keep in mind is that, you know, producers, as these plants close, are, you know, having to find another processing plant on where to send their animals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have the majority of the processing capacity is still online. And, you know, the fear is that if this persists for an extended period of time, and we're talking weeks here, or we see more processing plants starting to close, then, you know, unfortunately, we're going to see some very tough decisions that are going to have to be made, you know, in the food industry.
All right, David. Well, great to have you and good information. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Thanks so much, Debbie. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again soon. That's David Ortega with Michigan State University.